The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. A very good morning to you, kind sir. How are you doing this morning?
Bonjour to you, Abs. I'm very well indeed.
Thank you so much, sir. Jean-Jacques, you talk about a cash-strapped South Sudan. Why are they spending millions, though?
Well, you know, South Sudan, 4 years of civil war, their oil-based economy all but collapsed, and the civil war taking its toll. They are now spending millions on an Israeli system of drones and a CCTV hovering over the capital, Juba, to fight crime. Now, you know, what they're saying is that this means the airport will be safe and criminals won't get away with opportunistic crimes and so on. And this is certainly something in a sophisticated society that works. You know, we see it if you watch detective series on television, you know, how drones and certainly CCTV, how much it is used to pick up on criminals. But can a country as broke as South Sudan afford it? They haven't put a price tag on it when they were asked, when they launched it. But Salva Kiir, the president, very proudly launched it. But it's something I think that they've gone, you know, they've pushed the boat out too far this time.
But, you know, you're talking about drones. It's one of the discussions that we've had on the show before, where we asked the listeners, why is it that we can't use drones in South Africa? I mean, if you have a hijacking in progress, police officers or traffic officers are not going to get there in time. But if you can have a drone shadowing those individuals, yeah, you can direct. But nonetheless, let's talk about Uganda. Why are they considering hiring Cuban doctors?
Well, they've got their own doctors are on strike and it's been protracted. And the doctors are making demands. I mean, you know, the doctors, of course, are hardworking individuals and deserve to be paid fairly. So we don't know exactly what the pros and cons of that are. But now, Yoweri Museveni strong-arming this one, saying, bring in the doctors. Now, you know, sending out doctors is one of Cuba's greatest exports. So we have about 250 of them. Oh, sorry, 350 of them in South Africa at the time. You know, and Abs, I remember doing a story years ago on them, just outside of Pretoria at Corbisdal, and the local doctor or superintendent of the local hospital said, you know, this hospital wouldn't be able to stay open without these Cuban doctors. So they do send them abroad. They do make some revenue for Cuba, but they are normally the most enthusiastic and hardworking young guys and women that you've ever encountered. I remember asking one of these doctors that I was interviewing, so what days off do you take? You know, they were put up in quite a nice house with a tennis court and a pool and so on. When do you enjoy these facilities? And the guy looked at me and said, what do you mean days off? So even on the sort of days where they're supposed to be resting, they still do their rounds. And, you know, they are the most dedicated young doctors that I've ever encountered. So if they get them in Uganda, that's fantastic. They are all over Africa, but and of course they were very, very prominent in that role in fighting Ebola. Remember that in Guinea and Sierra Leone and Liberia. So more power to them. But should they be used as scabs in a labor dispute? Woof, another thing, yeah.
And talking about some of the richest nations in the world, Saudi Arabia is pledging $100 million for what? Yeah. To who?
There's this G5, the Sahel countries, who are fighting jihadis. Now, that force that we've spoken about so often was raised during the European Union summit last week, and certainly Emmanuel Macron was saying it's taking too much time to get off the ground. Now, what they're saying, the G5 saying, that it's going to cost $500 million for the first year to get things going. Looking at it, I think they've expecting to buy state-of-the-art equipment. Maybe they can do it on less than that. But the amount that they've raised so far is more than 50%, or just about 50% of this $500 million, thanks to the Saudi pledge. Clearly, they've got to get going, and it's very, very important that this group does fight the jihadis in that country, in like places like Mali and Chad and Niger, Burkina Faso, Mauritania. But they've got to cut their cloth according to what they have. And it's an important struggle. And thanks to the Saudis, of course, playing their game on this one. Obviously, the fight against jihadis, they would value it. And, you know, putting their money where their mouth is, good for them.
Always good to have someone putting up their money where their mouth is. Nonetheless, Monsieur Jean-Jacques, merci beaucoup, and à demain.
À demain, mon vieux.
Thank you so much.